The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Welcome to the end of the traditional work week.
Yeah.
Steve Miggs, Christmas is in 5 months from today.
Oh, did we need to start Friday off that way?
Well, I was just curious, when do you think Costco's going to get their setup going? Is it, like, next week?
I mean, you know what? It's probably by today. It is weird. Like, I know that Danny's going to probably be like, whatever, man. But, like, Halloween feels like it's forever from now. I know it's, what, like, 98 days now?
I'm glad you're following along with my countdown, Steve.
Yes. Is it 98?
Yeah, you're right.
Thanks again.
But it was, like, 2 weeks ago, we went to Costco, and there were, like, giant skull ornaments already being put up and other Halloween stuff. And I'm like, I'm not ready for Halloween.
So if they... Okay, question. Do they give you, like, a deal when it's... early?
Or yeah, the deal is that you could get it before everyone else buys it, because I don't know if you've ever been to, like, the at-home store or Costco. When you get close to the actual holiday, all the stuff is gone. And
oh,
they've moved
yeah?
on.
So we gotta act now.
Yes.
All right, I'm on it.
We should go today. I want to go buy all the Halloween stuff.
I would love to go Halloween shopping with you, Danny.
There have been a few times where I've been at, like, that home store, and I'm like, oh, that's a cool Halloween decoration. I'll get it next week. Next week, the shelves are empty, and they're already starting to put Christmas stuff up.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, we better be on top of it.
Mm.
Speaking of on top of it,
what?
It's time for the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today I wanted to give a quick shout-out to somebody who I met yesterday in the elevators here. I believe he works here. It's Leland.
What does Leland do in this building?
I'm not exactly sure, but couldn't be a nicer guy. He gave me a handshake. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? And then I thought he was just being a friendly guy. And then as I was getting off the elevator, he goes, hey, man, I love the show. So I don't know if he's listening, but if he is, shout out to Leland.
We love you, Leland.
Pretty awesome. Maybe I'll run into you the elevator later today and we'll high five.
Bro down.
I don't know. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the Seattle Mariners last night. You know what? The best way to sum up this game is just by playing these clips.
This is really cranked down by the short wall and gone. A game-tying home run from Julio in the fifth inning. Man, does he love it here in Southern California. We're all tied. They whack this ball down the left field line, and it disappears! An absolute rocket by Randy Arozarena. Go-ahead, two-run home run. It was a tracer. Fly ball drill. Out to right field. How much is on it? Back gone! Jorge Polanco with a blast. And a little breathing room in the eighth inning. 4-2 Mariners.
And that's how it ended. The Mariners beat the Angels 4-2. The bats were alive. They cranked it, they whacked it, and they drilled it.
Oh, wow. Very well done.
That sounds like a great weekend at WSU, right?
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Speaking of cranking, whacking, and drilling it, they just added a new player to Mariners, man. This could be the year.
Oh.
I love the fact that this team recognizes they're having a monster season from Cal Raleigh. You can't waste that. So what did they do? The trade deadline's getting closer and closer. They made a big acquisition, got a great first baseman, Josh Naylor, which is also a great nickname if he was an adult film star, from Arizona. This dude, I mean, he can hit home run. He could crank, whack, and drill him like the best of them, but also he hits for average. He doesn't strike out a lot. He gets on base. This is an awesome pickup for the Seattle Mariners, and it definitely shows that the team is serious about going far this season. So I'm fired up about it.
Well, Mariners fans are frustrated about something other than their team.
Well, yeah, because right now they're cranking, whacking, and drilling it.
Totally. So, and I don't know, when we went to the Mariners game just a couple weeks ago, I don't know if you saw these people, but we did and had to explain to Barrett what they were doing. It's the street preachers with the big signs and the megaphones.
Oh, no. I never hear them.
Well, apparently fans have been complaining and trying to get, you know, get some resolution to this because it's very disruptive.
Because it's annoying as F.
It's so annoying.
And it's, of course, loud and obnoxious and it's stupid. Like, who are you converting to your religion?
Zero people.
By yelling into a really bad quality megaphone.
Yeah, and Barrett's like, why is that guy so angry? And Brad's like, don't worry about it, kid. It's fine.
Barrett, it's because he loves Jesus.
He does.
Showtime.
The Seattle City Attorney's Office is working on the different complaints and things like that, but they're saying it could even be, you know, against, like, noise ordinance levels and things like that. So, hopefully they can do something about it because it is a pain.
Well, they hate it when you crank it, whack it, or drill it.
They do.
You know my favorite is, though, is when the drummer dude sits up right next to them and you can't hear the preacher dude drowning over the drums. Out.
There's nothing worse than when you're waiting in line to get into T-Mobile Park and then you hit that point in the line where you're just right next to that guy. And I'm looking at him and, you know, my wife goes, you know, she goes to church all the time. She's a very religious person. And even she, like, is just like, this is not helping the cause. Like, this isn't how you win people over.
I think that you should punk one of these guys next time, Steve, and, like, you know, maybe fall on your knees, start crying, and just pretend like they've done their job.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I'm sorry. I wouldn't be able to do that with a straight face.
Oh, no.
It's just so, I don't blame people for being like, hey, can we just stop this?
Yeah, no kidding.
I do find humor at concerts. And, like, I remember going to see AC/DC at the Tacoma Dome, and they're out there going, you're going to hell. I'm like, no S, they have a song called Highway to Hell.
Yeah, we're taking the highway all the way down.
That's the whole point. We're here for the invitation. Hey, as far as weather, it is going to be a nice day. I didn't even bother to check the weather app, but I believe it's going to be a nice day. And you know what? I'm absolutely right. 72 degrees today.
Let's go.
The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
I'm betting today is payday for some people.
Yes.
And I think we should have folks break off a couple dollars to support the fine folks at Mary's Place through Kicks for Kids. This is a fabulous thing that we do this time of year every year where we want to put as many brand new pairs of sneakers on local children in need as we possibly can.
And big shout out to Nick Wetch, who just donated $69 joining the 69 Club,
nice.
All part of Kicks for Kids. And also Stephanie Overly donated $50, and she even put a nice message from, says Stephanie from Oak Harbor, says anything that supports children in need is a worthy cause. On that note, if anyone wants to help out, and gives a bunch of cool stuff, which you can see at the KISW Kicks for Kids page.
Go to KISW.com and join the good times. Steve Miggs, back in the day, 20 or so years ago, we had a friend group of 10 of us. There were 5 guys and 5 girls.
Okay.
And there was one guy.
Sounds like the plot to, like, Friends or something like that.
There was one guy in the group that was kind of always the one that we would blame things on, right? So anytime somebody's parents found cigarettes they weren't supposed to have or paraphernalia of the marijuana variety, we would blame.
Oh, so he was the fall guy.
He was the fall guy.
And was he okay with this? Or?
Yes, totally. He was like, you just tell them I'm the bad boy. That's fine. But then one time, we went over to one of the girls' houses, and I just noticed her parents were kind of treating me weird and weren't being very kind to me. And then I realized I'm the scapegoat on the girls' side of things. I didn't know it at the time.
But you didn't give permission.
No, I did not give permission. And I was blamed for something that I absolutely did not do that I still think in 2025, her parents might still think that I'm the one that did it.
Why? I'm curious what it is, but I have to ask, why is this coming up now, though?
Because somebody just, it kind of resurfaced in our conversation recently.
Yeah.
But there was
like, what is happening?
It resurfaced in our little conversation that there was a time that this girl had thrown a party at the house.
Okay.
And her parents didn't know that she was throwing the party. And after that weekend, her parents found a bikini top tangled up in a hot tub filter thing. And she told her parents that it was my bikini top. So then her parents thought that I was topless in their hot tub. And I was absolutely not topless in their hot tub.
You were just bottomless.
Oh, no. I was neither of those things. I wasn't even there.
Was there any reason why I was shoved into that spot of the hot tub?
Could not tell you why.
They just their top and said, no, I don't want to lose.
Somebody's top ended up in there.
Gotcha,
and so
gotcha.
I ended up, like, taking the fall for this thing that I didn't do. And it's, you know, 20 years later, I'm still pretty sure her parents think that I was the one that did that.
Now, when you look back on it, when you found this out and you look back, did you notice a change in how they were to you?
Yes. It was very noticeable. I mean, I'd known these parents, you know, a good chunk of my life, and all of a sudden I was like, man, they're kind of cold. I don't know what I did wrong.
Are they still with us?
Yes, they are still with us.
Can we call them right now and tell them that it wasn't you after all these years.
It was not me.
And they owe you for all these years of treating you poorly. So maybe they take you on like a vacation where they treat you really well for like 2 weeks.
Or just buy me a hot tub, you know, that would be fun.
Okay, I mean, one or the other. Or just take you to dinner.
Either one of those options would work. Have you ever been the fall guy or been blamed for something that you absolutely did not do?
I have been blamed for something that I absolutely did not do. And even after they found out that I did not do it, it still caused a little bit of a weirdness in our relationship until eventually the relationship ended. And part of the reason why the relationship ended is because she was just a little over the top and a little extra when it came to, like, she was just looking for me to be doing something behind her back, even when I wasn't. Like, this is the girl I would wake up in the middle of the night and she's on my cell phone scrolling through, trying to see if she could find any text messages.
Oh.
One of the times, she was at my apartment. She would hang out at the apartment all the time, you know, just relationship. And I remember I went to the bathroom, I came back, and she's holding a pair of panties. She was like, "These are not mine." I was like, "All right." Because I wasn't doing anything wrong, so it didn't register that she was trying to blame me, that like she got it was a gotcha moment. She's like, I'm like, "Okay, those are not your panties. Whose are they?" She's like, Why do you have these? I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "I'm going through your," like, I had a stack of laundry. She's like, "I'm going through your laundry and I found these panties in them." And I'm thinking, my first thought was she just planted it, trying to see if I would admit to something that I didn't do. I'm like, "Look, I don't know what the hell you're talking about." So this is going on for a while. Finally, like, my buddy, who's my roommate, is just like, "Have you guys thought maybe," because he's hearing this argument. So he's just like, "I need to step in." He's like, "You know, we share a laundry room with the entire apartment complex. There's a very good chance that maybe they were someone else's." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "I've had that happen before where like a pair of shorts were in my laundry and it weren't mine." I'm like, "This is the most logical answer to in a very illogical situation." And I'm pretty sure that was the case, but I couldn't prove it.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? But I'm like, "I know that these aren't anyone's panties. Like, these are just, they're either yours or there's somebody that was in the laundromat."
I mean, we know darn well that no woman was leaving her panties at your house.
No, of course not. No. I mean, of course. I'd be crazy to think that. Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
All right, Rockaholics, we want to hear from you now. When were you blamed for something that you absolutely did not do? Call 206-803-ROCK. Could be by a family member, a coworker, a friend, whoever.
A neighbor's panties.
Call in now, 206-803-ROCK, if you have ever been blamed for something that you did not do. We will take your calls after Guns N' Roses. Have you ever been blamed for something you absolutely did not do? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us the story. Steve, someone on hold got blamed for something that happened in a dream.
Oh, these are my favorites.
We're going to chat with them just a second. But first, Quentin in Rainier. Have you ever been blamed for something you didn't do?
Yeah, it was when we were in high school. We were playing Legion baseball in the summer. And I had a buddy over quite a bit then. He lived out of town a bit, so he'd stay in town because we were closer to the field and practice. Well, anyway, he had a pickup. He had a girlfriend. He's out driving around. I don't know what he did, but he ends up hitting kind of a larger tree branch with the side view mirror of his dad's pickup. And it was an early 90s pickup, so it had a steel side view mirror. And his dad was one of the dads that was always pretty cool. And I noticed it was just like you mentioned in your story, where all of a sudden this kind of more cool dad who you could call by his first name, "Hey, Rick," you know, and he'd always be really talkative.
This Rick guy.
Yeah, he was pretty awesome. And if Darren is listening, Darren, I know it was you, man. I still love you, buddy. But meanwhile, he turns around and then Rick's really cold to me. And I'm thinking, well, that's kind of weird. But at those ages, you're not emotionally intelligent enough or aware of your surroundings to kind of call it out like, "Hey, is something wrong?" You're just a kid. You don't have the courage. But, you know, he's just cold to me. And later I find out, he says, Darren, of course, couldn't tell his dad what happened. He tells him that we're playing catch, and I threw an errant throw and hit this side view mirror. And I'm thinking, I'll say, on one hand, you're thinking to yourself, "Dang, I wish I could throw a baseball that hard."
That was my first thought. Like, how strong is your arm that he could even get away with that lie?
It's one of those stories where you're kind of wanting it to be true. Like, okay, why don't you guys just go ahead and keep telling that story for
me? Right, I'll get drafted by the Mariners with that kind of heat.
206-803-ROCK. Paul from Spanaway. When were you blamed for something you did not do?
Yeah, so about 6 years ago, I had a girlfriend that lived with me. And I woke up one Saturday morning, and she's just staring at me. like super pissed off looking. And, you know, I'm like, hey, babe, what's wrong? And she had a dream that I had cheated on her. And she held that grudge for about 2 days.
And dude. Then
about 2 days later, I get a text from her ex with screenshots of their text message conversation where she's saying, oh, last night was amazing, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And I confronted her, and she admitted she was cheating on me with her ex.
So in dream,
I believe that's called projection.
Yes.
Dream Paul is a cheater, but real Sally is a cheater.
Totally. Dude,
I had that happen with the same girl that I was telling you about with the panty story.
No kidding.
So I know she was a little out there. She freaked out because she had a dream where I cheated on her, and she's yelling at me, and I'm just like, and this didn't go over well, but I was like, how about you go back to bed and take this up with Dream Steve? Because Awake Steve did not cheat on you. She's like, ah!
I mean, again, does Steve Miggs have what it takes to, you know, play two at once? I don't think he does.
No, it's hard enough with one.
It totally is. 206-803-ROCK, Allison from Edmonds. When were you blamed for something you didn't do?
So my brother and I were like 10 and 11, and it was small town, mountains, and we went into the little community store and bought some candy. But as we left, they came out after us and said, are you going to pay for your candy? And we're like, we just did. And they said, what about the stuff in your bucket? And so I start crying. And then my brother gets pissed because they made me cry for emptying our pockets. My brother's like, what? You want to see my socks too? And it was so horrible. I'm scarred for life. And to this day, if I'm in a room with somebody that's missing something, all of a sudden I think, oh, my God, they're going to think I stole it.
Oh my God. Allison, I'm picturing if they start wondering, you're like opening up your pockets, you know, like you pull out the pocket so they can see. Like, look, it's not me, I promise. I didn't steal that or the candy.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So nobody stole anything?
No.
That's
just a couple of honest kids that looked guilty.
I do love this text message. Someone said, I got banned from my friend's house after their cat peed on the couch. They told their mom that I did it.
Yeah.
I was 12, and also a human.
I mean, it's a very different smell, cats versus humans.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve? His record is 248 wins, 75 losses, and 60 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you believe that you can beat Miggs at 650.
Bring it.